133 Irish athletes, 25,000 Irish spectators, and one Taoiseach, all in Paris for the Olympic Games. Now, the Games themselves already underway, but with the opening ceremony to come tomorrow night. Our correspondent, Tommy Mescal, is in Paris. Tommy, the Taoiseach arrives this morning. Take us through what he'll be doing while he's there.
Yeah, Áine, Simon Harris will be arriving at the Olympic Village here in Paris for around 12 o'clock this afternoon, and there he will meet with the various members of Team Ireland. As he said, 133 athletes all together, our biggest ever Olympic squad, and they'll be competing across 14 sports. So that will be his first engagement. And then after that, he'll be brought to the Louvre for a summit with other leaders and dignitaries. That event at the Louvre is being hosted by the French President Emmanuel Macron and the International Olympic Committee. It's largely focused on the role of sports in helping to achieve the United Nations Sustainable Development Goals. So that'll be the focus of that event. Tomorrow, though, Áine, then the French president will host another meeting of leaders, and this will take place at his residence at the Élysée Palace. Again, various leaders, including the Taoiseach and his wife Kiva, will attend that event. And from there, then they'll be transported to those viewing points along the River Seine for the opening ceremony.
And the Taoiseach, throughout this visit, he's aiming to show his support for Team Ireland.
Yes, well, you'll have a number of events where he'll get to meet them. The first is that event this afternoon at the Olympic Village. He'll also, Áine, get to meet with the various family members of Team Ireland. There will be at least two events taking place where he'll get to do that. One is at the Irish Cultural Centre here in Paris, where those family members will be in attendance. So too will some of the Gardaí that have been deployed here for the Games. We know that over 50 Gardaí have been deployed to Paris for the Olympic Games. And then on Saturday, there'll be another event with the athletes and their families at the Irish Embassy, and the Minister for Sport, Catherine Martin, is also due to attend those events. So plenty of scope to recognise the athletes, but also to recognise the family members who have played a big role in getting them here, no doubt.
It's 100 years, isn't it, Tommy, since the Olympics were held in Paris, and it's unusual, these Olympics, because they're being held in the heart of the city. We're told we can expect something spectacular with that opening ceremony on the Seine tomorrow evening.
Yeah, it's also 100 years since Ireland first competed, and yes, 100 years since Paris first hosted the Games. And whilst the Games are now underway, the big focus is on that opening ceremony, and all indications are, Áine, that this could be quite spectacular event. It's the first time the opening ceremony has been held outside of a stadium. So you'll see a parade along the River Seine, around 100 boats expected to take part, each national delegation having their own boat, a 6 kilometre route. And you'll see them go by some of the most famous landmarks here in Paris, such as Notre Dame, the Louvre, ending up opposite the Trocadero near the Eiffel Tower. So that'll be one to watch. Organisers expect hundreds of millions of people to tune in across the world.
And of course, the French Mayor Anne Hidalgo, she went swimming in the Seine recently, didn't she, to show that it was safe after authorities had recommended for years that people not swim in it because it was so polluted. And of course, that's where some of the Olympic swimmers are going to be swimming. Would you try it yourself, Tommy?
I'm not so sure, even though there have been those assurances, attempts to assure people that that it is safe to swim in. There's two concerns, really. There's one around the pollution in the River Seine. Perhaps a more important concern, though, is around security. And you've seen very, very tight security around Paris here over the past few days, and that'll continue until after the opening ceremony. I think it's like a fortress Paris in many respects. Big police barriers, 45,000 police officers across the city, many of them armed, all to ensure that this event passes off without incident.
And is it as somebody who's covering it or trying to watch the Games, what's it like trying to move around in Paris at the moment?
It's very restricted. I mean, for those covering the Games or officials taking part, the various members who have a role to play in the Games, they can get accreditation. So they're able to move within the zones in the centre of Paris. Frustration, though, being expressed by some locals, but also some tourists who are prevented from moving around the centre of Paris and seeing those landmarks, which they would expect to see when you visit a city like Paris. But I think because that opening ceremony is taking place outdoors, It's a 6 kilometre route. There's probably paranoia to ensure that it does pass off without incident. You're also going to have a 150 kilometre no-fly zone imposed during the ceremony, so that they're taking every precaution they can.
All right, Tommy, thank you for that. And we'll be talking to the French ambassador to Ireland, Vincent Guérin, later in the programme.